Markets are heading into the North American Open with a noticeably improved risk tone following a choppy start to the week as some easing in geopolitical tensions and a stabilization in oil prices help support equities and weigh on the U.S. dollar. The shift in sentiment is evident across FX, with the dollar giving back recent gains as safe haven demand fades and investors rotate back into higher beta currencies. In G10, this is showing up most clearly in a modest rebound across pro-cyclical currencies. The euro is firmer as external pressure from geopolitics eases at the margin, while the Australian dollar is attempting to stabilize after the post-decision dip following the Reserve Bank of Australia's hike, with markets now looking beyond the policy move toward broader risk dynamics. The yen, meanwhile, is softer again as improved risk sentiment revives carry demand, partially offsetting recent support from intervention concerns and rising expectations for further normalization from the Bank of Japan. From a macro perspective, the key driver remains the intersection of geopolitics and central bank expectations. The market is increasingly comfortable that worst-case energy disruption scenarios may be avoided in the near term, which is helping to temper inflation fears at the margin and allowing risk assets to recover. At the same time, the broader higher-for-longer policy narrative remains intact, but is not being actively repriced higher in today's session, removing a key pillar of dollar support. Looking ahead, attention now shifts to the U.S. data calendar, with JOLTS job openings and ISM services in focus. These releases will be key in assessing the underlying strength of the labor market and services sector, particularly in the context of recent concerns that tighter financial conditions and elevated energy costs could begin to weigh on activity. Any downside surprises could reinforce the softer dollar tone and to support the ongoing recovery and risk sentiment, while stronger prints may quickly re-anchor yields and revive dollar demand. Overall, the market is transitioning from a defensive posture back towards cautious risk-taking, with FX and equities both reflecting a modest unwind of Monday stress, but with conviction still relatively low and price action highly sensitive to incoming headlines and data. That's all for now.